I'll open the meeting at 5:36. Of the Audit, Risk and Governance meeting, 4th of July 2017. Item 2, acknowledgement of traditional owners. Acknowledge the traditional custodians, Gariad people, and they recognise the contributions of Gariad elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recording of attendance. Councillor Gillingham is an apology. Councillor Hooper is an apology. Councillor Arif is an apology. And Councillor Lincoln is on the phone, Tava. Mr. Ron Atwood is also an apology. Point 3, approved leave of absence, there is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures?
Nothing, thank you, Mr.
Councillors and members? No. There is nil. Did they call in approved leave of absence, did they? Was that? I'll ask Councillor.
Yep.
It's a committee of accounts.
Is it?
Yeah,
we need a vote on that, do we? No. So approved leave of absence was Councillor Arif and Councillor Hooper. Is that correct?
Gillingham.
And
Gillingham.
Oh, Gillingham. Okay. Response to previous questions. 4.1, questions taken on notice from public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 2nd of May 2017. There is nil. And 4.2, questions taken on notice from committee members at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 2nd of May 2017. There is nil. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Nothing further, Mr. Mayor.
Councillors? No, there is nil. Item 6, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications?
Nothing further, Mr. Mayor.
No, there is nil. Item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So if members in the gallery would like to use their electronic devices to follow the agenda, I'm happy with them to do that. 7.1, public question time. Open public question time at 5:40 and call for public questions. Do I have any public questions? There is no public questions. There is no public in the gallery. So I'll close public question time at 5:41 and open public statement time at 5:41 And as there is no public in the gallery, should close public statement time at 5:41. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there is nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy.
Mr. Mayor, just got a couple of quick ones in relation to the attachments, if I could. On attachment 1, the second part with the observation tower on Wedge Street.
Yep.
It's got, recommend the above will be in place until such time the town can prioritise expenditure of funds to remove the tower. What was the dollar amount for that? And or do we get a dollar amount for the repair of it?
CEO?
I'd have to take that on notice.
Okay, thank you. And just a really quick one with the business improvement plan. It's got the priority column. Can I get some clarification on the emojis as far as what their priority classification for the red exclamation mark and the yellow dash and the downward arrow?
See, yeah, if that I could. Was explained last time.
Sorry, thank you.
It was.
Thought it may have been.
Sorry, I'm just looking right.
The priority column with the dashes and the exclamation mark and the downward arrow. Is there like a key to explain what the interpretation of them is supposed to be?
I'll take this on notice. I would assume that the red is high priority, the dash being
stagnant or?
Sorry?
The dash is medium.
Medium, yep.
And there's a blue arrow at the back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, CEO and Mr. Mayor.
A legend on that.
That would be fabulous. Thank you. That's it from us.
Ms. Pangan?
Yes, I have a few questions here. Referring to items 12.1.2 and page 22, recommendation. One states, accept the better practice review extract from the town's business improvement register. In the past, this committee received update on the town's better practice review. And if you refer to page 25, previous discussion, first paragraph, the list of better practice improvements has been accepted by the town officers. And the list of better practice improvements has been accepted by the town officers, referred to page 27. My question is there a reason or reasons why this committee should accept and not receive the better practice review, mainly for consistency?
I think that's just been terminology.
So accept, the word accepting versus reviewing?
Yeah, just... Because in the past, we just
You accepted the report?
Received,
sorry, not review.
So it's mainly for consistency.
yeah, we can do that. Yeah, receive the report.
And then on second question is on page 26, pages 26 and 27, how do we go about moving the list of options? Because there are three options listed here. Option one is adopt officer's recommendation. Option two is amended officer's recommendation. I think this option two is suitable for this agenda. So how do we go about it, moving it as one of the selection, the officer's recommendation, so with some minor modifications.
So when the item comes up and the item can be amended at any time when members of the committee ask for it, between up until it is seconded, and then once it's seconded, it has to go through the motions. Mm-hmm. So it can be the suggestion or the amendment can be put forward any time up until it's seconded.
Yep.
CEO?
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Right. In the risk register, I think I mentioned this a few times in the past, sort of made some suggestions that we include a timeline for completion and some indication of the residual risk rating, as this will assist in monitoring KPIs and performance. In the same way we present the business improvement plan, you have a due date and a completed date and some kind of an indication of the progress in terms of completion. So with the risk register, is there a reason or reasons why these two items are not included in the register? Why can't we put a timeline or a due date for completion or and a some indication of the residual risk?
See, yeah. We can do that.
We can do that.
Okay, thanks.
Councillor Newbury?
Yeah, just a couple. Going back to the risk register, Safford and Bowling on page 101, it says future payments will be closely monitored. That's up till March. How have they gone from March on proceeding on?
CEO?
Sorry, which one was that?
The Bowls Club and
South
their...
Safford Bowling.
Yeah, and their payment of their loan. Is that correct, Councillor?
Sorry?
The payment of their loan, is that what you've granted?
Yes,
yep.
from March. How have they gone since March?
If I can take that on notice, we have had some discussion in-house already earlier this week around what's going on there. I'll bring back something.
Right.
So that's okay.
And then just the one under from that, Port Haven lease renewal, formal lease extension waiting until the... request. How are we proceeding with that?
I see.
We haven't received a request from the airport as the leaseholder for an extension of that lease.
No worries. Thank you.
Councillor Bill?
Sorry.
Hang on a sec.
So I can also add to that BHP have informed us that they are addressing the concerns that were raised in the principal approval item that came to council previously, and they're working through those before they go through the actual lease submission process.
Are we happy with that, Councillor Newbury?
Thank you.
Councillor Wheeler.
I'm not so sure whether I really understand these symbols. Again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear very well what was going on with the description of the symbols. When we see some red exclamation marks, they would indicate to me that something needs to be done there.
Yeah.
Now, however, there are amongst a lot of things that are 100% completion, which is just, you don't know what is going on.
Well, my understanding of the red exclamation marks and 100% is it was a high priority, and the high priority has been completed. So that will shift into the completed section in the next agenda item. Is that correct? And clearly, the others, at the percentage ratio that they're at there. Anything? Would you like some further clarification on that, Councillor?
Oh, I was just thinking that. Be better once you completed something to actually not indicate that it's high priority anymore, right? And that's the instruction. That's the feeling I had about it. Mm. But I don't know. It's
would you?
I'm just pointing out the concept rather than trying to get change to something about it.
We can change it if you like once it reaches 100%. Is that what you would like?
I think that'd be preferable, really. Presumably.
CL, is that possible?
We can change that. We have highlighted the ones that are completed. Quickly, but we can move that to the back. It's not a problem.
The other thing that I looked at here was something that sort of was still in the group and had been completed. And it's a sort of view of the town's customer service and charter compliance. So that really should be there. It should be in the next one now. Is that right?
See ya.
So I don't understand the question.
Oh, well, we've got things actually done, which were done. We've got the date in which they were done.
Correct.
And so this is quarterly best practice review, business improvement plan. I'm just not sure whether we have completion date. Completion date is May. So it's not as though we've got anything there to report. It's a bit strange. Everything else has got completion dates. Oh, no, they haven't. There's quite a few that have got a completion dates of May, and there's quite a few that are over that area. So that's fine. But it's when you've actually completed it, and you've still got it shown in this group, I don't think it's appropriate.
We can amend that and take all the completed ones and put them at the back.
Just put them together.
The other issue is that this is just, again, a procedural thing rather than anything else.
Councillor, can I get you to speak in the mic?
They're
having a problem hearing you.
I apologise. I should. Look, it's just about strategic community plan, all of the things that they're doing with it. But they're all sort of about 5%, and they're all going to be completed according to this by the end of this month, which I think to my mind is unrealistic.
Councillor, I did ask them some clarification on that. I think the dates are a little bit off there. I think they might have meant the first one, 2017, and then the March into March 2018.
Yeah.
Is that?
I think that would solve the problem.
And okay, so
we'll correct that.
You will just correct that typo then.
There was one other one I had here, which was there seems to be amongst in the workforce plan, which is I've got a note about duplication. There's 10% to be done on that project, and yet it's only talking about whether in fact it can be synced with the other plans.
Can I get a page number?
Oh,
which one are we on?
Number 120. That's page number 202. And it's a business plan.
Business plan.
Review of best practice. It's just 120, line 120 on business improvement plan's second page. It just seems to me that there's a little bit of, I'll put duplication there, because you've already had a things being done for the workforce plan on the page previous, which is up to 90%. And it just seems to me that, what is this? Is this just delayed because the other ones aren't synced with it? Is that the reason why we're not getting a 10% compression?
CEO?
Yep. Through the chair, the first one on 119, that's referring more to the policies that sit behind the workforce plan.
Sure.
And then the other one is the actual workforce plan and then how that flows through into the strategic community plan and the business plan. We've separated them out as two different processes.
So what we're looking at basically is when those other things are actually derived, they'll be derived as a group. In a sense, therefore, we've left a bit of
Correct. And we've separated the two processes. We could drop them into one, make it one process, which it probably is, but
yeah,
more for clarity.
Might be the case, but the other one I just mentioned here is about two strategy elements, number 124, just below. Talks about assist in supporting. And this is not a comment about incorrect anything. It's just that I wanted to make a point here. Provide appropriate public infrastructure would have been the real thing that they're doing, because they're not actually supporting in a wide sense. So I just make those points because they do, in fact, have a different connotation to what they're really doing.
Would you, councillor, would you rather that it be worded in a different format?
Well, just different description, that's all. So that, different description. So that can it actually tells you what they're doing.
Can I get some clarity from the officer?
I can talk to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. At the moment now, we don't have a tourism strategy. We will be talking when we do the strategic community plan, talking to the community around the space. We will be bringing this back to council to discuss what elected members feel our role is in tourism. We've got the PDC with a tourism plan, we've got the PDC with a tourism plan, we've got Northwest Tourism with a tourism plan, all of them which are going nowhere,
yep,
or going very slow. So we will be bringing that back.
Yes.
I just want to say something about the outcomes column. The review was done by local government, and the wording of the items that is recorded is exactly as per their finding.
Right.
So we do not change that wording because that was the finding of the local government. So that was their wording.
Right.
So that is why the wording, for instance, on the tourism is looking like that, because that was local government's finding.
So we really need to go.
And the improvement suggestions.
So we really need to go to the next level of government to get those things sorted out. Right, okay. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Item 9, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Councillor Tava.
Yes, hi, Ruth.
Thank you. Items passed 6-0. Well, 6-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 2nd of May 2017. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move. Councillor Whitwell, do I have a seconder? Seconding Councillor Deputy Mayor Melville. Do I have any against?
Point of clarification?
Yeah.
I was not in the last meeting, so how do I go about? Can I vote?
Yes.
Okay.
You must. Councillor Tarvo, are you in favour?
Yes, correct.
Motion's passed 6-0. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil. The disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.1.1, bi-monthly status reports of the Audit Risk and Governance Committee. with the officer recommendation on page 16. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
Happy to move.
Move Deputy Mayor. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, in your favour?
In favour.
Thank you. The motion's passed 6-0. Point 1.2, quarterly better practice review update, the officer recommendation on page 22. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
You can change the terminology from accept to receive. This makes it more palatable.
Is there any changes in the officer recommendation that
happy to move with the word being changed to receive.
Receive. Yeah. Move the Deputy Mayor with the minor change. Do I have a seconder in the officer's recommendation?
That's
I seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Councillor Tarvo, are you for this motion?
In favour.
Motion's passed 6-0. Top 1.3, funding and donations for the period 1st of April to the 30th of June 2017, with the officer recommendation on page 28. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
Yep, happy to move, Mr. Mayor.
Moved Deputy Mayor. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Ms. Panganis. Do I have any against? You in favour, Councillor Tarvo?
Yes, in favour.
Motion is passed 6-0. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure, 16.1, the next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday the 5th of September 2017, commencing at 5:30. I'll close the meeting at 6:03.